Good afternoon. Well, the Aussie market has really lacked direction on Thursday's session. The ASX 200 did open firmer, up around 0.6%, but faded from those particular levels as the day progressed. We saw the market really swinging between gains and losses in the afternoon, trying to regain those particular positive positions earlier in the morning, but unable to do so. And by the close of the session, the ASX 200 ended down around 22 points or 0.4% at 5,550 points, and along the way also ending its four-day winning streak as well, which has been the longest streak the Aussie market has seen since early February. So what we saw the theme is the fact that while markets and investors remain rather enthused by the fact that the economy continues to gradually reopen, we're seeing easing restrictions and businesses slowly getting back to normal. The COVID-19 virus certainly has created some tensions or resurfaced tensions between the US and China. So that is a concern as well for markets. At the moment, we also are seeing US futures pointing to a weaker start on Wall Street. So what has been the major drag on today's market was the performance of our financial sector and also materials. The big four banks all lower today. Three of the big four down between 0.5% and 1%. CBA was the worst performer there, down about 1.7%. Iron ore miners as well, in particular, weighing on the materials sector. We had some announcements coming through from China as well about the way they will be inspecting iron ore imports. So that will take effect from June 1, basically saying that inspections will go from mandatory inspections of ore imports, no matter where from, to more discretionary checks and when necessary, depending on the needs of the importer. So that certainly has some conflicting views of both positive and negative, but that was enough to see our local iron ore miners all weaker. BHP down just a little more than 0.5%. Rio Tinto down about 1. Fortescue Metals the worst there, down a little over 2.1%. So, of course, iron ore is Australia's largest export, making up roughly half of Australia's total exports. We had a fair few other companies releasing some updates today. One of them was Aristocrat Leisure, the gaming company, coming out with its half-year results. The COVID-19 certainly has impacted its business over the latter part of the half. It saw gaming revenues falling around 7%, net profit also a little bit weaker as well. But NRW Holdings, which is a mining and engineering contractor, today surging 32%. It was by far the best performer on the ASX 200. It came out with a bit of a market update, some solid numbers coming through, one of which saw that it's on course to reach its full year guidance, but also it will be paying out an interim dividend on time as well, something that a lot of companies at the moment haven't managed to do. The energy sector also a real standout to the upside today for the Aussie market. The price of oil continues to rebound further as US inventories over the past week certainly saw a bigger drop than what the market was expecting. Santos up around 3%. We also had Afterpay today announcing that it's seen quite a significant increase in US users and also active users over the last 10 weeks during the COVID period. Its shares hit an all-time high during today's session, ended a bit off those particular levels, but still up around 2.5% today. And the Aussie dollar to close off a little bit weaker, down to around 65.5 US cents.